At the beginning of his letter, Jude simply calls himself a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James. It is generally admitted that the epistle was written by Jude, one of the Lord's half-brothers. He was also the brother of the writer of the Epistle of James, who had become head of the church in Jerusalem. Jude was probably one of the Lord's brothers mentioned by Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians, who travelled about with their wives, preaching the gospel wherever they went. During the Lord's earthly ministry, his brothers did not believe in him, but they became disciples after the resurrection and were present with the church at the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Little is known of the circumstances or date of writing of the letter. It is addressed to believers in general and appears to have been written some time after AD 66 or 67. Certain events that are referred to in the epistle are to be found in the books of Jewish traditional literature. There are also passages that are very similar to parts of Peter's second letter. Jude is writing to Christians endangered by the evil influence of certain men who had slipped in unnoticed among them and were causing trouble and division with their false teaching and dissolute living. The author's original purpose had been to write a doctrinal epistle about salvation, but on account of the danger that threatened the churches, he decided to warn his readers about these men and urge them to fight for the faith which God had entrusted once and for all to his people. The letter is addressed to those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ. This greeting demonstrates the fact that salvation from beginning to end is God's work. Jude prays that mercy, peace, and love might be theirs in abundance. Then he cautions his readers against the influence of these ungodly men who had infiltrated the churches and were spreading false doctrine. They said they were believers, but were in fact denying their Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, and were changing the grace of God into a license for immorality. These men were long ago marked out for judgment, says Jude, because God punishes rebellion, and he gives some notable examples found in Scripture. The Israelites, whom the Lord delivered out of Egypt, were later destroyed because of their unbelief and disobedience. The fallen angels who rebelled against God are kept bound in darkness for judgment because they had not kept the place and position assigned to them. Sodom and Gomorrah and the nearby towns were destroyed by fire on account of the people's wickedness, and they suffer eternal punishment as a warning to others. In the very same way, says Jude, these teachers of error are corrupt and rebellious. They speak presumptuously and insult what they do not understand. And with those things that they do know by animal instinct, they defile and destroy themselves. They are jealous like Cain, who murdered his brother. They seek personal gain, just as Balaam, the disobedient prophet, did. And they are rebellious and proud, like Korah in the desert. At the church fellowship meals, all they do is to feast, thinking only of themselves. Jude says they are like clouds without rain and autumn trees without fruit. These men are grumblers and fault finders, he says. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage. Jude declares that Enoch, in pre-flood times, had prophesied about them, saying that they would be judged with all ungodly people at the coming of the Lord. Jude then reminds his readers that the apostles of the Lord Jesus had warned believers that in the last days there would be men devoid of the Spirit and controlled by their natural instincts, who would scoff at the faith and cause divisions in the church. He therefore urges his readers to cultivate spiritual growth through faith, prayer, and perseverance in the love of God and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are to show compassion to those who are troubled by doubts and must do everything they can to save others. Jude ends his epistle with a beautiful doxology. "Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling," he writes, "and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and for ever. Amen." Next episode, the Apostle John and his first epistle.